Chapter 13. That Dubious Note. And on that dubious note, we trundle downhill to where fog dilly-dallies among the reeds, and wild boar grumble and muzzle at roots. It is a lonely time of night indeed, when one is better off in bed, or sitting alone at the point, watching waves furling and unfurling, throwing themselves against rocks like unrequited lovers, or staring into the charming inferno of an open fire, cheeks merry red with warmth and whiskey, or even in the arms of some loved one. We wade through the fallen leaves and turn down beside the gully. 'Tis a modest caravan that they live in, up on blocks and never to be nudged from there. A pug-nosed pooch comes rattling out of a barrel on the end of a chain. Poor thing. One eye milky, the other aiming ineptly at the moon. Its teeth impossible to mesh. Why, it looks like an instrument of torture, I exclaim ungenerously. This, they reply, is our little friend Randy. Shake hands, Randy. It snorts at my hand, this unlikely cocktail of different breeds, or something cobbled together as a joke. Still, who am I to judge? My days of beauty fallen far behind.